Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand, the podcast for badass, game-changing business owners who aren't afraid to sparkle and stand out. We're all about fighting the status quo and marketing and branding so that you can reach more people and make more money. Coaches, creatives, and thought leaders, here you'll discover how to become magnetic AF so that you can build and scale your sparkly empire. I'm Megan Gersh, your resident branding and website designer, and I'm here with my co-host, the copywriting queen, Lauren Tassie. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was your vacation? You were out for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. We took a little break. It feels like it's been forever, but it has not been all that long in terms of actual days. It was so good. Well, I'm going to use my trip to Japan to lead into my sparkly moment. You have not been to Japan, right?
I have not, no.
Okay. Well, obviously you should go, but they're like, and everyone kind of explained this before, but I didn't really get it till I was there, but it's just like everything there is just elevated, right? And like they have this... literally the term is kawaii, and it's like it literally means super cute. Like you look at a cute dog and you just go kawaii. Like it's just it, like, and they take this concept like so far. It's like traffic cones have like little bunny faces on them, and like every like poster just has like the most adorable little bit of like cartoon this on it, where it's like we could just have like a normal poster. No, we're gonna put like a really cute deer on it. And so just like that concept of like, how can we like just make this a little bit better? If we have to make a stupid parking cone, can we make it better? Can we just thinking about that, like in my business and like things for clients in my life, like just that concept, like as a whole has me thinking like, what can we do? How can we make things better? So I don't know. It's something I'm working on.
That's lovely. I love that so much. I so want to go to Japan like so badly.
Well, you should go. And I have no doubt you will go.
Yeah, for sure. So my sparkly moment this week, I was actually on a really, really fun podcast earlier this week, but basically the premise of the podcast was like, talk about your business and what you do for clients, but then also tie it to a pop culture reference. So This is me being able to talk about Radiohead in a public setting where I could relate it back to my business. And so now I will have a little piece of press where it has me and Radiohead in the same breath. So checking that one off the bucket list. Pretty excited about that.
Very interesting. I'm excited to check that out when it comes out.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what else would be super sparkly is if you're listening and you wanted to leave us a review. If you're a fan of the pod, we'd love to hear from you, and you know it helps us grow. So please leave a review, leave some stars, wherever you listen, whatever their thing is, go and do that there. Please, thank you so much. All right, so let's get into what we're talking about today, and we are talking about what it's like to work with a copywriter. We kind of did this a few episodes back with Meg and her process as a web designer, and now I'm going to break down what it's like to work with a copywriter. My behind the scenes peek at what it's like to work with me. I'll answer some common questions. You know, it's different for every copywriter. Most professional copywriters have something similar, if not exactly the same. Like there's just a process that makes sense. But again, this is like my version. So let's start with like the biggest question, which would be, what does a copywriter do? What is copy? Copy is words that get readers to take action. Effective copy can drive sales, boost engagement, help you reach more people, and really like leaves a lasting impression that can go beyond words. It creates feelings, it creates emotions, that kind of thing. And so a copywriter writes those words that do that. It's different than, say, content writing, which is generally meant to inform. Copy is meant to create emotions and drive action. All right, I'm just going to like walk us through what it's like to work with me. You know, feel free to jump in if anything needs clarifying, that kind of thing. So it always starts with get to know each other call before we even agree to work together. I don't want to work with anyone I haven't met, and I wouldn't expect anyone to work with a copywriter they hadn't, you know, at least had a few minutes of a phone call with. So we make sure we hop on a 15-minute call, make sure we're a good fit. It gives me a chance to learn about you and your business, where you're at, where you want to go, your goals, your ideal client, that kind of thing. And it's very much like surface level. You don't need to come with any sort of agenda or like, I need this, I need this, I need this. It's really like, let's get to know each other. And it's a time where I will explain my process, similar to what we're doing here, and give you the chance to ask any questions you might have about me, what it's like to work with a copywriter, that kind of thing. And after that call, then I'll put together a plan of attack or proposal. And that's where it gets into the specifics of deliverables, timeline, price, all of that. From there, I send that to a client. And at that point, they might have additional questions. We could schedule up a follow-up call. We could figure it out over email. I want anybody who's working with me to be fully confident in what they're doing. So I'm always happy to chat more, go deeper, whatever someone needs to feel confident in what they're doing. From there, sign the contract, pay the invoice, you're in. And the first step, once we're working together, is a brand questionnaire. And this is, I'll send this over to you. Take a couple days to fill it out quickly. Whatever kind of timeline you're on is fine with me. And then this is going to be where you share copy samples. We talk about marketing in general, like who do you like? Who are you inspired by? We'll talk about your ideal client or customer, their details, what keeps them up at night. And sometimes some of these questions can feel a little overwhelming, and that's okay. You don't have to have all this information. You don't need to be, you know, have it ready to go. Depending on where you're at in your marketing, you might just be starting to put these together, just be starting to ask these questions. And that's okay, because the second part of my onboarding process is a deep dive strategy call, which is a 60-minute call where you can brain dump on me. This is where the magic happens. This is where like all those jumbles of ideas and somebody who goes, oh yeah, I was kind of thinking this might sound cool, but what about this? You can just sort of lay it all on me. And I not only do I record this call, I also transcribe this call so that way I can go back and really pull pieces and bits exactly from it. It doesn't matter how messy, you don't need to have any sort of like formulated thing. You really just come with ideas and thoughts, and it's my job to turn them into words that make sense and drive action. So from there, we set a timeline. In general, it's 3 to 4 weeks for a good chunk of copy, website copy, a sales page, that kind of thing. It can be slightly faster. It can take longer, mostly depending on the client and how quickly they're turning things around. After the timeline set, we get into research. I think a lot of times clients come to me and they don't realize how much research is involved. We're researching your business. We're researching your customers. We're looking at competitors. We're looking at the market, other industries, also doing our SEO research at this point. All of this has to be done before we write a word, just because it makes more sense. If you going back afterwards doesn't make any sense. So finally, we are writing. We start with a small piece, usually like an outline or an overview, or maybe like the about page of a website, to make sure that we're aligned with the brand voice, the tone, the, you know, everything we've talked about, like this comes together and is showing up on the page. After that, we'll go ahead and jump into the rest of the copy, the rest of the sales page, the rest of the website, whatever, you know, we've set up. And that's, you know, a week or two after we've had our call, we're already delivering the first draft. So the first draft is delivered via Google Docs, and this is your time to review and approve and make edit requests. Although I always like to remind my clients, your copy is reviewed by 2 to 3 copywriters at least before it gets to you. So just, you know, keep in mind you hired us for a reason. If you're working with copywriters, trust us and our expertise. So we use Google Docs. So commenting is super easy to make notes, make edit requests, that kind of thing. You can use their commenting feature or their suggesting feature. And so we'll take all that and we'll go ahead and make revisions and finalize the copy with your notes. Anything that, you know, maybe came to us as we were talking and going through your revision. It's not always on the client to come up with all the suggestions for the final draft. We put that all together. We do a final draft delivery in Google Docs again. And at that point, it should be super simple to just copy and paste it into your website. All the headers, the H2s, that sort of stuff should just be copy and pasted as is. It's, you know, super easy. If part of your deliverables are brand voice guide, that comes at the end, not the beginning, because that's a thing that we're constantly working on as we're updating your copy. So that'll come at the end. Once it's ready, I'm always happy to review it once it's live on the internet. Your sales page, once it's live, I'll, you know, if you want me to hop in your emails, I'll take a look at your emails, whatever it is, just that final, another set of eyes to make sure it looks good. Once the product's complete, that doesn't mean we are done working together. Now that we've tackled a big project, I'm inside your brain, I'm inside your business, and I can help you with the smaller things or the things that aren't quite as easy to like put together into a project. That's kind of the great thing. It's like, once you're in, and we can help you with whatever you need on a monthly basis or, you know, whatever you need.
So I want to call out a few things that I heard there just because I think they're so important. Like, I find it really interesting and it's probably extremely helpful that you have that like base foundation, that you take that time to like really get to know, like, you know, what are you trying to say with this? What is the kind of tone of voice that you're going for? What are your SEO keywords? And like figuring out all of those basics before you even get to writing, because I think that that makes it probably so much easier and you probably nail it a lot quicker with that foundation in place.
Yeah. I think, you know, how many steps did we go through before we got to writing was the step. And I think that's what, you know, clients don't realize that. I think that's also why you see a lot of times people go, well, we already wrote this. Could you just like edit it and get it back to us? And it's like, that's not what I do. There are copywriters out there that do that. But so much of what I do is about branding and the foundation of it that I just can't jump in without having done that research and feel confident in the work I'm doing.
For sure. So one other question that I had too was, I know you talked about briefly about the revisions that are included. Is there usually like a standard number of revisions that you include in like a sales page or like emails?
Oh yeah. I do one round of revisions. Everybody does it differently. Some people do like unlimited revisions for a certain amount of time. For me, one round seems to do it. I was doing two for a while. And the second round, I noticed really like there rarely was much to do and it just sort of lengthened the process. If someone is unhappy with their final draft, I'm not okay with that. So that's why I'm always saying this is your final draft for approval. This is not like your final draft goodbye forever. That's sort of a caveat of, you know, working with me is it may not be another round of revisions, but whatever we can do to make sure you're happy with the result, we will do that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So can you give me like a ballpark idea of like what a good copywriter would cost?
It really depends. They're going to cost more than $12 for a blog post. They're going to, you know, it depends on the project. It depends on the timeline. It depends on the industry too. In general, a copywriter their rate is going to reflect the value they provide versus how many words versus whether it's a website or a blog post. You know, things that are cornerstone pieces of sales for your business are going to cost more than like your weekly email newsletter. So it's such a wide variety of things. You know, I can tell you my project minimum is $1,000, but I also don't really have any packages that are that low right now for new clients. And for me, I start with, you know, a big project, a website, a sales page, a launch sequence, that kind of thing. And those projects are bigger so I can learn your business. So then you can come in and if you need help with smaller stuff from there on out, that's easy. We're already inside your head.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So what are some of the common misconceptions that clients have before working with you?
Honestly, I feel like they're like, oh, I have to get my shit together. Like there's a lot of like, they feel like they need to be more prepared. And I feel like I understand that from being a client perspective. It's like cleaning before the cleaning lady comes. We just like, just come to me with your mess. I can help you. It's my job. And it's so much easier for me to do it than for you to try and get everything looking perfect and organized for me. And also like start sooner. You know, sometimes people, they're like, oh, well, I'm getting my branding figured out. So once we get that together, I'll be in touch. And it's like, but if we, let's at least have a conversation. Like we don't have to start working together, but let's hop in a 15-minute call and I'll give you some help. As for how to get that branding in place so the voice is right too. So that's sort of it. It's like start before you're ready and also like just come as you are.
Yeah, for sure. So where can somebody find a good copywriter? Like what kind of qualifications should they be looking for?
So there are all kinds of great places to find copywriters. A lot of people say don't go on Upwork. I disagree with that as I've talked about it on here a lot. Like there are good copywriters on Upwork in the same way there are good clients on Upwork. They might be harder to find on both sides, good clients and good copywriters. It's all about vetting them and talking to people and looking at their writing samples, making sure they align with what you do, and also looking at their testimonials. I think that like that gets overlooked a little bit in terms of writing samples, but the testimonials, like, are they for people in your industry? Do they sound like what you want? Do you need somebody who, you know, is super fast and can do anything? Or do you want somebody who's like great at, you know, creating empathy and great at driving sales? Like really like pay attention to those things because that speaks even more than to what the samples are. It speaks to the results of what the copywriter can achieve. And in terms of qualifications, there are not like standard, like there's no like certifications that are standard. There's all sorts of courses. There's all sorts of trainings you can take. And like most of the ones I've come in contact with, I haven't taken that many to be honest, but the one I took was great. Copywriters that I've hired, most of them are good. The trainings they're useful if you're just getting started because copy is sort of a very like esoteric thing to learn. It's easier to learn it in like a hands-on kind of capacity versus like reading it from a book, but you don't actually need any of those things to be a copywriter. It really just takes practice. And part of the practice is getting out there and doing it and starting with those, you know, smaller jobs and then working your way up to like the really like cornerstone pieces of sales pages and websites and that kind of thing.
So how important is it for a client to pick a copywriter that like has similar works in their portfolio that like align with like what you're trying to do? Like, is it like, I know you asked me this question about when it came to web design. Like I truly feel like when it comes to web design, like picking somebody that has a similar style or like that has like, you know, a distinct kind of signature can be helpful in that regard? Do you think it's helpful when it comes to copywriting?
So there are copywriters out there that will say, oh, I can do anything. I can do any brand voice. I can do, you know, I can write for someone who's so different from me, it doesn't matter. I will say for myself, I can't do that. Like me and my team, we are so good at like women-focused products, these sort of like heart-centered coaching, like very, like this very specific kind of world that's very much like, it's very female-focused. It's not entirely female focused, but it's very female focused. And it's just like, it's who we are. It's the people we know. It's the world we live in. And for that reason, like some, you know, financial technology company came to me and was like, we're making an app and we need this. Like, I've probably already stopped listening just because I don't really want to have to understand that market that I don't know so well, where I do understand, you know, beauty and makeup and, you know, the online coaching space so much. So all that being said, my experience is that the more work a copywriter has done in an industry, the more knowledge they have about your ideal clients, the better they're going to be able to deliver results for you. And that comes with experience, that comes with time. I'm sure there are great copywriters out there that literally can do everything. And like, if they want to do that and learn a new industry every time, go for it. But it's just my experience is that someone who has the experience that you're looking for, you're going to be so much further ahead with them.
Yeah. And I'm sure it takes time to like learn all the like terminology and stuff like that, especially like in industries like beauty. Like I'm sure that there are certain like, you know, industry terms that you need to be kind of privy to.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just, and it becomes second nature. And then there's like other things that are outside of copywriting that I just can help a client with because I've been there. I've been like, oh, my client had this problem getting their stuff on Google Shopping. And therefore like watch out for this ahead of time just because, you know, I've been there and I've seen it.
Okay, cool. So last question, how do I know that the copywriter that I hire will understand my brand and the message that I want to convey?
Someone with experience, someone who has the, you know, the portfolio that speaks to you should be able to do that. It's also part of pay attention to like, if they're listening to you, if they're hearing you, what you're saying and conveying that they understand your needs and your clients, because you don't want to work with a copywriter that's just kind of like in their own head and thinks you should be doing this when really they're not understanding your market. So it's really sort of in those first few steps, that first interaction, which is why I do say like, get on a call with somebody, talk to them and just make sure they're listening. Because honestly, like that's one of the biggest parts of being a copywriter is being a good listener.
I would say that's a good rule of thumb for any business owner.
Yes. And I actually also like personal relationships in your life.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for today. If you are ready to take your business to the next level with some wickedly effective copy, I would love to chat with you and see if we're a good fit to work together. Head on over to the show notes and check out the link to grab a spot on my calendar. Until next time, stay sparkly.